I just bumped him out.
You're ready to do separate.
We'll start Board of Equalization, 8:31 on the clock. We'll announce the posting of the Open Meetings Act over there on the wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, Lytle. Look for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public.
We have more finally.
Approve or disapprove receiving and placing on file exemption applications for tax exemptions on real or personal property owned by qualifying organizations. Form 451. The organizations requesting are Southeast Community College, Region 5 Foundation, Mosaic, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Inc., Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
I would move that we approve receiving and placing on file the exemption application for tax exemptions on real or personal property owned by Southeast Community College Area, Region 5 Foundation, Mosaic, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Inc., Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion? We'll vote. 7 in favor. Patty, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, basically on those, this is a reaffirmation year for all the exemptions. So these 5 are going to be brand new ones, and we have to send out a 10-day notice, and you'll have to hear these applications by June 1st. So these are the ones that are exemptions first time, so these are the ones that filed. So we'll have to put that on the agenda down the road. I don't know, sometimes we do them in March, don't we, Don? So they'll have to have a 10-day notice, and I've recommended, I believe, all of them to be exempt. So every 4 years, it's an exemption year, and every year in between is an affirmation year. So the majority of the applications I have down there are just a continuance of the exemption. So that's kind of how those go. Don't know that I have anything else for you. Homestead exemptions will be going out here in February. Personal property will be going out. So a lot of mail will be going out to the taxpayers here shortly.
Not today, it sounds like.
Not today. Yeah. So.
Terry, do you have anything for Patty?
I got it. I swear.
Not today.
Actually, I'm working a lot on residential properties. We've seen, I was just talking to Danny right now. The funny thing about it is we were talking with some appraisers, and like your homes that are kind of what you call a starter home now range in about $120,000 to $150,000 right now. And those are the ones that are seeing a lot of increases as far as, you know, back in my day, it's 28,000, so that's a long time ago. But that's kind of where a lot of the, they're like ranch-style homes. I know you're...
I will say, of course, I try to keep close track as I can on ag land. I thought we would see a bigger drop-off than what we've seen on some recent ones I've heard about. But they've held up there pretty good, too, to my surprise. I don't understand it.
Well,
okay.
We will be dropping the ag land this year, and then the residential will be we'll be seeing, you know, some increases. And I'd rather do small increases because actually, and I've noticed that the Lancaster County has sent out preliminaries, so they're getting a lot of hits as far as some of the comments that are being made. And a lot of it's just not understanding the process, you know. The assessor has to react to the market, and within the last year and a half, sales have just went really, really good on residential. So,
anyway,
sorry.
Well, if there's anything else for equalization,
we don't want to hear that.
We will close at 8:37.